So justice is a moral principle of giving each person what is rightfully due. It is upholding righteousness, fairness, truth. It is a proper ordering of relationships. In human society, justice generally refers to the impartial application of laws, the protection of individual rights, the punishment of wrongdoing, and the promotion of fairness and equality. Philosophers have long debated its meaning. Plato viewed justice as harmony, where each part of society and the individual fulfills its proper role. Aristotle distinguished between distributive justice, understood as fair allocation of benefits and burdens, and corrective justice, understood as rectifying wrongs. Much later, ethicist John Rawls argued that a just society is one whose principles will be chosen by rational people behind a, quote, veil of ignorance, ensuring fairness regardless of one's social position. While these perspectives emphasize fairness, rights, and social order, the biblical understanding of God's justice is both broader and deeper. God's justice is not merely legal fairness, but an expression of His holy and righteous character. Scripture presents God as perfectly just, incapable of wrongdoing, of partiality, or of corruption. God's judgments are always true because they flow from His perfect knowledge, wisdom, and moral purity. Unlike human judges, who are limited by incomplete information, personal bias, or flawed motives, God sees every action, intention, and circumstance with complete clarity. His justice, therefore, reflects absolute truth rather than human perception. An important distinction between divine and human justice lies in their foundation. Human justice is constructed through laws, cultural values, and evolving moral standards. Although these systems often pursue fairness, they remain imperfect because they are administered by imperfect people. Human justice can be influenced by prejudice, unequal access to power, political interests, or incomplete evidence. As a result, innocent people may suffer, while the guilty sometimes escape accountability. God's justice, in contrast, is grounded in His unchanging nature. He neither overlooks evil nor condemns the innocent. Every judgment God renders is perfectly righteous because it is based on complete knowledge and on perfect holiness. Christian theologians have emphasized the relationship between justice and God's character. Augustine argued that true justice can't exist apart from God because justice depends upon rightly ordered love. That is, loving God above all else and then loving others accordingly. Thomas Aquinas taught that justice is one of the cardinal virtues and ultimately derives from God's eternal law, with human laws being just only insofar as they reflect His divine wisdom. During the Reformation, John Calvin emphasized that God's justice reveals both God's righteous judgment against sin and God's faithful commitment to His covenant promises. One of the most distinctive aspects of God's justice is that it is inseparable from His mercy and love. Human justice often emphasizes punishment alone, whereas God's justice seeks both accountability and redemption. The crucifixion of Christ demonstrates this union of justice and mercy. Sin is not ignored, but rather judged, while forgiveness is offered through Christ's sacrificial death. God's justice satisfies the demands of holiness without abandoning his love for humanity. Ultimately, God's justice provides the perfect standard by which all human concepts of judgment are to be measured. Human systems may strive for fairness and equity, but they remain limited by weakness and fallibility. Divine justice, however, is flawless because it originates in God's eternal righteousness. It combines truth with mercy, and it guarantees that good will ultimately be vindicated and evil will be fully judged. This understanding offers both moral guidance and hope, assuring us that even when earthly justice fails, God's perfect justice will ultimately prevail. And the upshot of that is this: God acts justly, and God is perfectly just. Everything God does is because God's character is holy and it is flawless. Deuteronomy 32, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Psalm 89, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, the psalmist writes to God. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Isaiah wrote, the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Way back in Genesis 18, shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? Romans chapter 2, Paul writes that God shows no partiality. And then in Micah 6 and verse 8, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and walk humbly with your God. Psalm 112. And really this sermon is about two readings, Psalm 112 and Romans 12, and what those two have to say about the justice of God and God's expectations of us because of them. Praise the Lord opens the psalmists with worship. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with a man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He's not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He is distributed freely. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. It's important to note that justice, according to Scripture, begins with what? It begins with worship. It begins with worship of a God who has given through Jesus Christ, given us his righteousness. And that righteous life flows from several things. It flows from the fear of God. It flows from love for God's words. It flows, Keith Lawson, from obedience to God's commands. It flows from justice that leaves a godly legacy. And we're taught by the actions of God, by the life of Jesus Christ, and by the word of God that the true mark of justice is compassion. The person who is just, the person who follows God and God's way of justice has these characteristics. He or she is gracious. He or she, the text tells us, is merciful. And he or she is righteous. Listen closely to these next few lines if you haven't listened yet. Biblical justice never excludes mercy. Something that human beings have a real hard time with. Justice and mercy all rolled up into one. Biblical justice, however, never excludes mercy. In fact, justice without mercy is really something else entirely. It is simply cruelty. Mercy without justice then becomes compromise, but God perfectly balances both and tells us that the just person is one who gives freely. The just person is one who conducts business honestly. The just person is one who treats others with fairness and compassion. The just person is one who uses her or his resources wisely. Romans chapter 12, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, Paul continues, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. Each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Biblical justice cares for the poor. Those who are just and righteous use their blessings to take care of others. Paul tells us that God connects true worship with caring for the oppressed and the needy, and that biblical justice protects the vulnerable. Justice rejects pride. Justice is motivated by genuine love. It is rooted in sincere love rather than any earthly ideology or personal preference. Justice honors others. Justice values every person because every person bears God's image. Because every person bears God's image. Justice serves others. Justice moves beyond words and into action. Justice blesses instead of retaliating. Justice ultimately belongs to God. It expresses itself through generosity. It is truly inseparable from mercy. It refuses revenge. And finally, justice seeks peace. Maybe they seem like strange bedfellows on one level, but Psalm 112 and Romans 12 combine to present a compelling portrait of God's justice as both a divine attribute of His and also as a practical way of living. The psalm describes the character of the just person, again, as one who has integrity, one who has reverence for God, one who lives a life of compassion toward others, one who lives a life of generosity, and one who lives a life of faithful trust in the perfect judge in heaven. And then Romans 12 continues that, and it shows how believers are to be ones who embody that same justice of God, and to do that through transformed minds, through sincere love, through humble service, through living peacefully, and through confidence, as Jesus Himself was confident in the justice of our great God. We as Christian women and Christian men are called to reflect the justice of God in every relationship, in every decision we make, and with every opportunity that we face where we have the chance to overcome evil with good. And here's something else you probably already know, but just in case, God's justice is finally and fully revealed in Jesus Christ. Think about it. At the cross, God's justice and God's mercy met perfectly. At the cross, as I read earlier, sin was judged. It was. Also at the cross, fallen humanity was offered full redemption in Jesus Christ. And that's where we sit right now, today, with an offer of full redemption in Jesus Christ.